Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for joining me here on this Tuesday. We began yesterday with an amazing series on waiting for God. This is a truth, a stream of understanding and revelation that comes out of Derek Prince's life. And as we're going to discuss a little later this week, it comes out of his rather lonely experiences during World War II as a soldier in the British Army, learning how to hear the voice of God, learning how to wait on the presence and the voice of God to come near. Derek has taught us powerfully. And yesterday we were talking about, or Derek was teaching us, about acknowledging God as our source, about acknowledging God's sovereignty, and about acknowledging our dependence on Him. Now, I have to tell you, as I said yesterday, this is not an easy series for me. I am not a guy who sits around waiting for very much, very impatient, particularly on the roads and at salad bars. But I have to learn how to be patient in my relationship with God. You know, as I said yesterday, I'm newly married. I'm learning how to listen to my wife, how to hear her, how to enjoy her presence, and it challenges me to realize that I need to do the same in my relationship with God. Well, that's what Derek is teaching us, and if there's any evidence that this bears tremendous fruit, it's the life of Derek Prince, a life of international impact, largely fueled by what he received in his relationship with the Lord as he simply had the discipline to wait for God. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on waiting for God.
In my introductory talk yesterday, I pointed out that the Bible has a great deal to say about waiting for God, and I gave a number of examples. I also singled out what I believe is the essence of waiting for God, as presented in Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2 and 5 and 6. And I'm going to read those verses again because I feel they are so significant. Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2. My soul waits in silence for God only. From Him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. And then verses 5 and 6. My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. Let me remind you quickly of what I said about that. First of all, we notice that the word only occurs four times, so that in waiting for God, we're giving Him a position that is absolutely unique. We're saying, whatever it is I need, there's only one source, and that's God. So in waiting for God, we acknowledge God. In particular, we acknowledge three aspects of our relationship with God and His with us. First of all, we acknowledge God as our source. Second, we acknowledge God's sovereignty. And third, we acknowledge our dependence on God, thus dealing with that carnal desire in every human being to be somehow independent of God. We noted also the transition. David said the first time in verse 2, I shall not be greatly shaken. But the second time in verse 6, he said, I shall not be shaken at all. So we see that waiting for God develops stability. We start with the condition where we shall not be greatly shaken, but by waiting for God, we come to a place where we shall not be shaken. I also pointed out that waiting for God is mutual. There are two sides to it. Not only do we wait for God, but God also waits for us. And He waits that He may have compassion, that He may be gracious. So we should never become self-centered and think only about the fact, here am I having to wait for God. We need to remind ourselves, thank God, He's waiting also for me. Today I'm going to explain three further results produced in us by waiting for God. The first is that waiting for God is a necessary part of the process by which we are made mature and complete. I look first of all in James chapter 1 verses 2 and 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That's a beautiful conclusion. I'm sure all of us would wish to be mature and complete, not lacking anything. But not all of us always enjoy the process which brings us to that condition of being mature and complete, because James says there's only one way it can come about, through our faith being tested. And he said, as we undergo and stand the tests, that develops perseverance. And out of perseverance comes the maturing and the completion of our faith and our character. So perseverance is an essential link in the chain that leads to maturity and completeness. And perseverance means holding on, sticking it out, not merely when we have something to do, but also when we have nothing to do. And I'm inclined to think the latter is often harder than the former. It's not so difficult to keep going when you're busy doing something, but it's much more testing to your faith when you have to keep going and you've got nothing to do but just wait. Wait. Wait for God. Wait in silence for God. Wait for God only. He's the only one who has the solution to your problem. He's the only one who can meet your need. You can't do it yourself. It's vain to get so busy and to rush around and try to do this and that. You've just got to wait for God. And waiting for God in that way will strengthen and mature your character.
You know, this program is heard in a wide variety of cultures, but I can't imagine this particular teaching being more challenging to any group of people than it must be to Americans. We are a caffeinated, rush around hither and there kind of culture, and I believe that Derek is challenging us to sit still, to be still, to hear the voice of God. We must allow perseverance to finish its work so that we may be mature, complete, and not lacking anything. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
In the newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince reveals how genuine worship can bring you into a close, intimate encounter with God. Through its pages, you'll discover why God desires you to be in His presence and better understand the tangible blessings that flow from it. Now Derek's newest book, Entering the Presence of God, is available for only $12.95. To order, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 1-888-737-0771. Derek Prince was uniquely equipped to bring you truths and insights to help you properly and effectively enter God's holy presence, to explore deeper dimensions in worship, and to find intimacy, strength, and peace. Take a moment to order a copy of Entering the Presence of God for you or someone you care about. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, hoping you've been with me all day thus far for this marvelous series by Derek Prince on waiting for God. And I got to tell you that it's really challenging me. You know, my prayer life, I hate to say it, often becomes a matter of checking in with God like the great slot machine in the sky, making my prayer request known and rushing off to live life in my own power. Derek is saying, wait for God, and He will give us what we need and tell us and show us what we need to know. Let's listen as Derek Prince teaches us about waiting for God.
Secondly, waiting for God produces serenity. And that's a beautiful word, serenity, one we don't meet too much of in our contemporary culture. There are some beautiful words from Psalm 37, verses 7 through 9. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It leads only to evildoing. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land, and we can just as well say they will inherit the earth. There the opening verse says, rest in the Lord. How do we rest in him? By waiting patiently for him. What is the opposite of waiting patiently? fretting. So waiting patiently deals with that tendency in us to fret, to get anxious, to get het up. Wait patiently, don't fret. And then it says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Waiting for the Lord deals with those two problems in the character of so many of us, anger and wrath. You want to know the difference between anger and wrath? I'll give you my little simple explanation. Anger is the kettle on the stove getting hotter all the time. But wrath is when it blows off steam. So if you give way to anger in due course, wrath will come. So the only solution is turn the stove off. How do we turn the stove off? The answer is by waiting for God. That deals with fretting. It deals with anger. It deals with wrath. It develops serenity. And then we need to bear in mind that the inheritance is for those who have learned to wait. We can compare the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Alternative translations of gentle are humble or meek. So waiting for God develops humility or meekness or gentleness, and that qualifies us to inherit the earth. Isn't that exciting? I suppose most of us have heard that phrase, all things come to him who waits. If we understand it rightly, it's true, because those who wait are going to inherit the earth. They're going to be the heirs of God. The third result produced in us by waiting for God is what I would call supernatural transformation. Something supernatural and miraculous happens within us when we've met the condition of waiting for God. I'm going to turn now to Isaiah chapter 40. Verses 28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. There's some beautiful promises there for those who wait for the Lord. First of all, we're reminded of God's infinite source resources, his infinite strength, his infinite wisdom. We have to always bear that in mind. When we talk about waiting for God, we have to have the right picture of God in our minds. And then Isaiah assures us that this God will give strength to the weary, and to the one who lacks might, he increases power. But at the same time, he warns us there's an end to all natural strength. This is represented by the youths and the vigorous young men. The youths grow weary and tired. The vigorous young men stumble badly. In other words, Isaiah is telling us there's an end to all natural strength and ability, and it's not sufficient. We need supernatural strength. Supernatural ability. That comes to those who wait for the Lord. Isaiah says they will gain new strength. The Hebrew says literally they will exchange strength. Can you see that picture? You're weak, you're tired, you've come to the end of your own resources. There's nothing more that's effective that you can do except what? Wait for the Lord. Focus your heart and mind on him. Turn your eyes toward him. Realize the answer is not in yourself. It's not in the world around you. It comes only from the Lord. And as you meet that condition, in God's due time, you will renew your strength. You will exchange your strength. In place of your weakness and your limitations, you will receive the divine, supernatural strength of God. I want to emphasize that word, supernatural. Waiting for the Lord is one of the keys to experiencing the supernatural. In my talk tomorrow, I'm going to speak about the example of Abraham. I'm going to trace a little of Abraham's life, and I'm going to show you how, as a result of learning to wait for the Lord, he came to a point of supernatural transformation in his own life. For Abraham, it was a long lesson. We'll go into that tomorrow in some detail. It took him 25 years, but it was worth waiting, because at the end, he gained new strength. He gained supernatural strength for God. So let me give that to you as a closing promise. Those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength.
You know, I can't think of anything more intoxicating than the idea that somebody who loves you just simply wants to be in your presence. Think about that. when you were first in love, perhaps you still are deeply in love, but perhaps when you were first courting in your relationship, your marriage, you just wanted to be with that person. That seemed like life. It seemed like a fountain of meaning to be with the person you loved. That's what God wants with us. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
In the newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince reveals how genuine worship can bring you into a close, intimate encounter with God. Through its pages, you'll discover why God desires you to be in His presence and better understand the tangible blessings that flow from it. Now Derek's newest book, Entering the Presence of God, is available for only $12.95. To order, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 1-888-737-0771. Derek Prince was uniquely equipped to bring you truths and insights to help you properly and effectively enter God's holy presence, to explore deeper dimensions in worship, and to find intimacy, strength, and peace. Take a moment to order a copy of Entering the Presence of God for you or someone you care about. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you've been with us today for this amazing series by Derek Prince on Waiting for God. With us on the line today is Craig Beach, all the way from Perth, Australia. Craig is a man who's been deeply impacted by Derek Prince Ministries. God is using him in prayer and specifically in waiting on the Lord, something that Derek teaches very powerfully. And Craig, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for calling in all the way from Perth, Australia.
Absolute pleasure, Stephen. It's a great honor to be with you as part of the Derek Prince Legacy Radio program.
Now, if I understand correctly, you've been deeply impacted, particularly by Derek's teaching on waiting on God.
Yes, and just my understanding is that we're out of kilter. It's almost like we're out of joint, is the sense I'm getting regarding waiting on God. It's a lost art. I'm no expert on the matter, but I'm trying my best to commit myself and my prayer team to doing just that, waiting on Him, waiting for Him.
Well, tell me, when you first began to hear Derek teach on this subject, what was new to you? What began to impact you profoundly?
The discipline of waiting on God. Our flesh cries out not to. In the busy 21st century we live in, and I'm in the corporate world myself as a sales manager, everything says, don't wait on God. The world says God can wait. So you have to be courageous, and it's a challenge to discipline yourself to do just the opposite, to wait on Him. And then you just get so blessed. I mean, you know, in Job it says, acquaint yourself with Him. And the only way you can do that is to spend time with the one you love the most.
Well, now, Craig, for some of our listeners who may not have heard Derek's teaching, it might be hard to distinguish waiting on God from prayer and intercession. Can you make that distinction for us?
I can. There was a great man years ago, you might have heard of him, called Walter Butler. Walter Butler was an amazing man of God, and he just would often get alone and just say to the Lord, Lord, I just want to spend time with You. Just keep You company. And if you do that, as opposed to prayer and intercession, and just have your heart open to Him speaking deeply into your heart, into the recesses of your heart, to revive and to quicken your soul, so to speak, but just to keep God company. I mean, you hear God's the cry of His heart through Ezekiel, where He looked for a man, but He found none. Well, I don't want to be like that. I want to be that person who says, Lord, here am I. You know, use me in whatever way You see fit.
And so, Craig, what does that look like practically when you are waiting on God? Are you sitting quietly waiting for the voice of the Lord to appear? Are you inviting or welcoming the Lord audibly to come and abide with you? How does it look if I were to sit and observe you for a half an hour or so as you wait on God? What would that look like?
I think like Psalm 62, verse 1, where it says, my soul silently waits for God. And that's about it. You just have to just discipline yourself to just get alone, spend quality time with Him, get on the lounge, get on the couch, the sofa, whatever you call it, and just simply say to the Lord, just speak to my heart. What do you want me to know? Read a bit of scripture. You know, just let him speak to you after you've read that scripture. And it requires discipline. And you might have to do it a few times over to get the hang of it. But perseverance is the key, Stephen.
Well, and this has profoundly impacted your life, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's profoundly impacted my life. And the prayer team that I just am so privileged to be a part of, prayer and intercession, getting alone with God and waiting for him, is just so important to the Christian's life. I think if you don't do that, you know, you're missing out, because it's like, you know, you're not speaking to the one you love the most and hearing the deep cry of his or her heart. And I think you have to hear the cry of God's heart. And when you hear the cry, the heartbeat of God, then, you know, you can react and move with what he wants for you more openly and more perceptively.
Well, Craig, what you're saying is really what we would expect in a normal relationship. If we really have a relationship with God the Father, we would expect the communication to be two-way. You may not know, because you may not hear the show or hear our broadcast, but I'm newly married as of a few months ago, and one of the most delightful experiences of my life is just listening to my wife, just hearing her voice, knowing her heart, and it's perfectly natural in a loving relationship like that. But I don't think we often translate that into our relationship with God, and that really is what you're describing.
Yes, look, the more you spend time with your friend, the more you're able to listen and to pick up the voice of that friend. And it's like you just said with your wife, you know, you hear the voice of your wife, you react to that beautiful voice that you've been longing to hear for so long.
Yes.
And, you know, you're away so often yourself, and once you hear that voice, you know, your soul is revived, your heart's revived. It's almost like your heart skips a beat. And I think that's the same with you and God. If you're really genuine with your relationship with the Lord, regardless of the busy 21st century corporate lifestyle that many people live, you have to get alone. And you get alone with him, he will speak to you. He will speak to you. And he promises that he will.
Well, Craig, these truths obviously live in you so powerfully. I'm wondering, just in the last few minutes that we have together here, if you wouldn't mind praying for those who listen to this broadcast and praying for us here in the States. We deeply desire Derek Prince Legacy Radio to be not just academic information, but to be an impartation by the Spirit and by the Word. And so would you mind praying for us and, in a sense, through prayer and the miracle of technology across the ocean, impart to us this passion for waiting on God that you carry?
I would love to. It would be an absolute privilege, Stephen. Okay, dear Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you would just bless our friends in America, right across through Canada and across the land, and indeed for anyone who hears this prayer. I ask, Lord, that you just create in them, Lord, such a sense of peace and the ability, the understanding that waiting on you is one of the most important things they could ever do in their life. Lord, bless them abundantly, Lord, and awaken them. Lord, awaken the nation of America and Canada to your calling and to your purpose throughout that land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for pouring into our lives what the Lord has been teaching you there. And we will continue also to pray for Australia and Perth specifically, that the Lord will pour out his Spirit and fulfill the great covenants of old.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate your support. And look, I listen to you on podcast every day, and it's just an amazing blessing. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great. And that is all the time we have for today. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, for only $12.95, give us a call toll-free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment now to jot down that toll-free number. 800-448-3261. 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your copy of Derek's new book, Entering the Presence of God, securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.